Craig on the line joining us is our senator, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Hey, so did now, I heard you either met with the president or you presented bills. I mean, is it a, do you go through several doors and walls to get to this, or are you actually presenting this to the president of the United States?
There are several doors and walls. You don't just walk in off the street to go into the cabinet room. Now, a group of us, including Senator Portman, both parties, about 15 senators on the tax writing committee, sat with the president in the cabinet room and the vice president, and I presented him, I handed him the bills actually to him afterwards, but presented in the group, spoke up early in the conversation about our Patriot Corporation Act. If companies do the right thing and pay decent wages and don't outsource their production, they should get a lower tax rate. And I also talked to him about the working families tax credit, which puts money in the pockets of working families in this country. And he agreed on both bills. That's good news. The bad news is that Republican leadership has written their tax reform bill, tax cut bill for the rich, in a back room with Wall Street lobbyists and drug company lobbyists and all. And that bill is more trickle-down. Give big tax cuts to the richest people in the country with the belief that it trickles down and helps middle class and Lorain, Elyria, and Vermillion and Grafton, and it doesn't. We know that that kind of tax policy doesn't work. You build, as people in North Ridgeville and Avon know, you build the middle class, you build the economy by focusing on the middle class and growing the economy out from there.
So you say the president's receptive, but fellow other Republicans are not. So where do you go from here?
Well, that's the toughest question, because I walked out of that room for an hour and a half with him and talked to him privately briefly, but we talked as a group for an hour and a half. And I'm convinced that he could work, that the president with the Democrats could write a bill. The Democrats aren't in the majority, but we could write a bill that would work for the country. The Republicans who are far too often Republican leadership in the pocket of the Wall Street and special interest groups are in a different place. And I'm hopeful the president can ride herd a little bit and get his party on board here. If he can, we can do a good bill.
On another subject, next month, Ohio voters will consider State Issue 2 regarding prescription drugs. Supporters say passage would drive down costs, the campaign funded primarily by a businessman in California. Opponents say passage would drive up costs, yet the campaign is funded primarily by Big Pharma, pharmaceutical companies. Where do you stand?
Well, I don't know how I'm going to vote yet, and I don't know because I'm troubled by both sides on this. I want this discussion to be, how do we get drug prices down? We ought to have negotiations where Medicare sits directly with the drug companies and negotiates the way we do the VA. We should work with Senator McCain on my bill, bringing more generic competition and speed that up so drug companies would have to compete to get more money to bring prices down and leave more money in people's pockets. That's where we should go. I'm disturbed on both sides of this bill. My bills have been called the ideas drug companies hate, and that's a direction we ought to go. I don't know if this issue too is going to do it, because it's got a lot of problems with it. But then again, the drug companies don't like it, so it tells you something.
Well, speaking of drugs, obviously opioids still a big issue that's happening in the States. I guess there's still a drug take-back day coming up later. That's one of those people who are able to get those drugs out of our medicine cabinet so that they don't get into the wrong hands. Where are things progressing in that regard?
Yeah, the drug take-back day is October 28th, Saturday, 10 to 2 in most communities. There are the police stations, I believe, in Lorain and Elyria and Ridgeville and Avon Lake, all over. Many of these stations also have a box that's in the lobby that you can drop off unused drugs, or just drugs you want to get out of your medicine cabinet, legal drugs, but those drugs that might have expired, or you just don't want your kids to be able to get near when you're not using them anymore. So I encourage people to do that. It's a small part, but a significant part of how to deal with this terrible opioid epidemic.
Any final words on our Cleveland Indians after the season came to as Tito calls it, a screeching halt, an abrupt halt?
Yeah, I didn't like the way that the pitching staff was managed, but we all disagree with the manager from time to time. I was pretty crestfallen by that. I don't. Something obviously was, I assume, wrong with Kluber, and their bats just weren't there. And to lose to the Yankees, now to see the Yankees coming back from being down 2-0 with Houston is pretty discouraging. But I'm pretty much done with baseball for the year. I don't even really care. As long as the Yankees lose, I don't really care who wins the playoffs in the World Series.
That's right. All of our TV viewing habits have changed quite a bit since then.
They have. I'll get more sleep this month. Exactly right.
You're right, too.
Well, all right.
Jared, we appreciate your time this morning.
Glad to do it. Thanks.